Come
I think we're ready now. Let me start for the third time. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Recreation Parks Commissioners. Today is August 15th, 2024. This board meeting will be conducted in person. All public comments will be taken in person only, and each speaker will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. Takesha, our first order of business is calling for the roll. Can you call for the roll?
Will do, Madam President. Commissioner Hudson.
Here.
Commissioner Lloyd.
Here.
President Semerow.
Here.
And we have quorum, Madam President.
Thank you. Our next order of business is a approval of the minutes from August 1st, 2024. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So approved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, we have a motion and a second. Can you please call the vote?
Yes, President Semerow. We have a motion and a second to approve the regular minutes from August 1st, 2024. Commissioner Hudson, how do you vote? Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Semerow, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carried.
Thank you. We'll now move on to the general manager's update.
Good morning, President Semerow. Good morning, President Semerow, commissioners, staff, and members of the public. Jimmy Kim, general manager. In the last 3 weeks, our park rangers responded to 28 fires on park properties in the Valley region. Our park rangers are trained in wildland fire safety and suppression. In our parks, our regional parks, they're generally first on scene and they begin fire suppression duties. I wanted to highlight and thank our park rangers for the diverse range of responsibilities that our rangers take, and thank them for their service to our parks and our communities we serve. So I wanted to start off with that. I also wanted to give you a quick update on our conclusion of our summer season. At our next meeting, we'll come back with more detailed data.
Jimmy, if I might, just on the, 27 fires, high fire season, you know, just climate warming, how hot it's been. Is there a way in which we might recognize the fire department and the fire staff at city council at some point, just so the public knows the service that they're doing to make sure that they're protecting property and life and property and really minimizing those? And because the fact that there were 27 and we really, you know, there's no issue. That's something to be recognized and commended from our fire department.
Thank you. Noted. And we'll follow up. So our summer season concluded last week. We're happy to say that LAUSD is now in session. And so our summer season has concluded. Just to give you a quick overview of the programs that we provided, in our summer camp program, we had over 14,000 unique participants and over 60,000 enrollments. In our sports program citywide, we had over 53,000 unique participants, of which 55% were male and 45% were female. And we had over 87,000 enrollments. And this is just for the summer season that started in June and concluded mid-August. On our next board meeting, we'll come back with actual graphs and additional data, but I just wanted to highlight the amazing work that this department has done for our communities and the youth throughout the city of Los Angeles, and really just say thank you to all of the staff that's here today and listening in. So thank you all for your service and an amazing work that you did this summer. The commission office has received various communications from constituents. We have assigned staff to follow up those constituents to address their concerns. But I did want to bring and give a progress update on the Balboa Sports Center restroom renovation project that was brought up at our last commission meeting. So as they were doing the demolition, the contracted vendors out there, they discovered that the interior wood framing had rotted out. And so because of this unforeseen condition, it resulted in extra work and time in replacing all of the framing. So there has been a little bit of a delay in terms of the completion of the project and should be completed towards the end of October. Our construction divisions are monitoring the progress. We have explicitly informed that this is a priority for our department. But in the meantime, we have placed executive restrooms there so that the public can use not your regular portable restrooms, but the executive style restrooms. So we hope that that'll alleviate some of the issues that are there. But I wanted to make sure that the commission knew that we were diligently making sure that this project is completed. We have been told that there will be end of October. Yes.
Question. I had issues with that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And so that concludes my general updates. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next item on the agenda is general public comment. Takesha, can you conduct general public comment?
Will do, Madam President. I will call the first three constituents to come up to the podium to make a public comment. You will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. And if you have further comments, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. I'm going to call up the first three. Dr. C.T. Williams.
Commissioners, we'll need to take a brief recess because we don't have quorum right now, technically speaking. So we'll wait until President Simmel comes back.
Do I speak now?
Thank you.
My apologies for that. My son is not in LAUSD school, so when baby calls, mama answers.
Okay, I'm going to call the first three. Dr. C.T. Williams, John Vangelisti, and Ray Payon to come up to the podium. You'll have 2 minutes. You may begin now.
Thank you. Dr. Clyde Thomas Williams, or Dr. Tom, for short, 40-year resident in Northeast LA, 10 years with the LA 32 Neighborhood Council and currently with the Historic Highland Park Neighborhood Council Committees. So, did you ever hear of Pasadena's San Pasqual project? We're quite concerned about it. The current EIR review process does not include the review of the overall hydrological conditions and future prospects for the entire watershed. It's, and the water rights, uses, and the needs for the watershed and the community's needs for the water in the watershed. Water rights. You supposedly have approved this project. At least that's what Pasadena says. So we're quite concerned. A comprehensive hydrological review of the sources and requirements for all of the watershed is required, which must be the central core of a new programmatic EIR for the project. I don't mind having the watershed reviewed and part of a project, but let's know what it is before they start it, because there's a couple golf courses there that want the water and they are not willing to pay for it. So there's some issues there as to water rights, and I have not seen any real discussion there. A negative declaration is not adequate or sufficient for such a project in a complex urban.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Hi there. Thank you. John Vangelisti, and I'm here to speak about Save San Pasco Park. When outreach was done for this park and this project, it was done only in English. This is not an English-only state or an English-only country. The flyer, the mailer, was sent out Thanksgiving weekend. That's not right. Nor did your department notify our community, and CD 14 did not hear about this project until the citizens spoke about this. But I'm also here to talk about our trees. Our trees are community members. 136 trees are going to be killed for a golf course. These trees are our memories. Many of you are here because of trees, because of the parks you grew up in. Think about them as your first friends. The trees you climbed, the trees you played under, the trees you love, the trees you had a picnic under, the trees you bring your children and your grandchildren. Many people that are coming here are seniors that have for generations brought their children to these trees. Again, violation of Title II, community is 60% non-English speaking. These are their memories too. Their memories are as important or as everybody else's memories. Please do your due diligence with this project. We need a project, but a project for everyone and for every tree and every community member. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here? All right. Good morning, members. Thank you for a good cup of coffee. But I'm here to talk to you guys about my opposition to the San Pasqual project that supposedly has been approved by this commission. I want to alert you to the fact that I consider this another form of colonization, because the failure of your South Pasadena to alert any Spanish-speaking members in the community. I'm bicultural. I'm both Latin American, Hispanic American, and indigenous. I've already spoken with my brother from the Quiche Nation, who has a little descendancy to this property. None of them were ever informed. That site is considered a sacred cultural and burial site for us. So for you to approve a project for the city of South Pasadena to come in and disturb these properties is insulting to us. On top of the fact that you're going to permit them to take out 126 trees, which will only increase the heat island effect to these lower marginalized communities. Was any thought ever given to them at all? I doubt it. And secondly, you're also failing to address the fact that the water that South Pasadena is going to hoard will impact our wildlife downstream throughout the Royal Seco. The water that's used by coyotes, our cousins, the coyotes, our cousins that live in the air, the sisters, the hawks, the other aviary life that feed off that water, it impacts them. Yet you're letting South Pasadena take the water just to benefit a couple of golf courses. Again, I consider this both an environmental injustice and discriminatory because it impacts all of us. As these projects are approved, you have to understand, we who live downstream from there suffer from it. Why this commission approved this project, I don't know, because again, it's of no benefit to the city of Los Angeles. Why would you give property to South Pasadena when you know it doesn't benefit us at all? Any surplus
Thank
land?
You for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring up the next three. Al C. Strange, Mark Labange, Annette Sicard.
Make sure everybody's timing. Okay, once again, you guys work for who? Pasadena or LA? Who pays your salary? Pasadena or LA? Now, if Pasadena's paying your salary, we know something's up, right? If they don't, then who are you supposed to work for? Us, the people. People tend to forget who they work for. Matter of fact, we're all taxpayers. So that means you're paying your taxes too, and you're getting your salary, but you have a job that you're helping pay yourself to get, right? We assume that, right? It's not falling from the sky. It's not manna or Mecca. But the thing of it is that we don't want things taken from us because they feel it's convenient that they don't want to pay. They've had a lot of other things, if you've been following, that they've said have been filed against them, and they have just rejected and moved on to another. So they're trying to find the weak link. And I don't think that you guys should be the weak link, knowing the history of what they have done in the past, how they have taken things from Highland Park and also pulled it into the past, like the old church over there used to belong in Highland Park. Now it's South Pass. So these are the things that you have to remember as a committee member, 151, 152. And Forrest Gump says, that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, everyone. My name's Annette Seacand. I've been a resident of Los Feliz for over 60 years, and I'm referring to a letter, email that I sent the commission a couple days ago. Frequent hiker in Griffith Park and have financially supported several projects. I'm here to talk about the wall, the 300-foot-long wall, 5-foot high wall, stone wall that is near the observatory on Western Canyon. The wall has been deteriorating for several years. Friends of Griffith Park have sought interest from the Parks and Rec on preserving this wall. They initiated a report, the Solman report, that was done in 2022. And we're here to talk about the next steps. I'm here with Mark Labange, who's the brother of Tom Labange. And this has been a project dear to our heart. I just got finished watching the Olympics and the closing ceremony and just seeing that last scene with the Observatory Griffith Park was really meaningful to me. And I feel like this is an opportunity for us to improve some of these projects and work on them. And I just implore you to help us take the next steps on this project. And I think it's a meaningful thing to do. We can go into more detail, but that's kind of the gist of it. And
good morning. Just asking for your support and help moving the wall project forward. I know it sounds crazy talking about a wall, but it was put together in the 30s with the CCC park operation here. And it's a historic part of Los Angeles that I'd love to see continued. The Silliman report was completed in December of 2022, and I'm just hoping that we can move forward and get to the next step. I thank you all for your support.
And excuse me, Tom Labange, I worked with and was a great friend. The city of LA misses him. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Tom misses the city of LA and he tries to guide us come here today. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to bring up the next three, Marilyn Bush, Robert Acosta, and Don Socha.
Thank you. My name is Marilyn Bush. I'm past president of the Los Feliz Improvement Association, Los Feliz Library, many activities over the years here. I was disappointed that you extended the contract for the Bridge Home Shelter for another 2 years, and I urge you to set up a mechanism where the conditions there, both inside and outside, will be monitored more closely. I realize that there's a lot of money in contracts of entities that are supposed to provide safe, drug-free environment. That does not happen most of the time. Occasionally, there are quiet, peaceful nights, but people both inside and outside the shelter are continually harassed and in danger from various kinds of nefarious activities. I urge you to find a way to monitor more closely whether or not those contracts are simply a waste of money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Robert Acosta, longtime resident of Highland Park, specifically in the San Pasqual area. I've been there for over 60 years. I have a lot of concern with what's going on there. But most of all, the correspondence that I've seen, you people have been involved in the city of Pasadena and South Pasadena's plans. I've come today not to talk about all these changes or things that supposedly you've agreed to, but I'm going to remind you of what your mission statement is. The Department of Recreation and Parks enhances the quality of life in Los Angeles by providing attractive, safe, and well-maintained parks with diverse opportunities to serve and enrich every community. And your vision, the Department of Recreation and Parks, envisions the accessibility, dynamic, sustainability park system for all Los Angeles residents and visitors to play, enjoy, and build community. I ask you, how does this project help us? How does this project contribute to enhancing our community? Think, look at yourselves, and somebody here has agreed to something, but I can't find transparency, and I wish I could find it, because South Pasadena, and unfortunately, Parks and Recs is not giving us a lot of information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm a citizen of Los Feliz, and I'm here to talk about the Bridge Home Shelter. Three times in the last 2 weeks, I've had to call 911 because a man housed at the Bridge Home Shelter has had his penis out in broad daylight in Los Feliz, not even the same guy. One guy was masturbating very passionately in a Rec and Parks t-shirt. I called 911, waited around, ended up following back to the Bridge Home Shelter. PATH promised exterior security that never manifested. When this place was approved for year 5 of 3. You guys all said in 2 months, we want the ambassador program. They still don't have the ambassador program. They're leaning on the circle team, which already existed a year ago, 2 months ago, you name it. In my culture, we have something called equal exchange of energy. I'm seeing PATH get a lot of money to mismanage that place. I'm not seeing the incentive to actually help the people there or mind the community that that place is in. What's the incentive to house somebody and get them back on their feet if you're gonna get $2.2 million the next year if that place is full? PATH just bought the Cecil Hotel, I believe. They're gonna get $2,500 per person, per head, per month until what? This person gets a job? Nobody's going to get a job. What's the incentive to help these people get their lives back together? That's not an equal exchange of energy. That's one side getting everything and Los Feliz suffering, because I don't even feel comfortable going running at night anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to bring up the next three constituents. Beatrice Candy Lira, Sake Toyama, and Pastor Ophelia Renteria.
Good morning. I'm from Highland Park and with the San Pascual Park. I am new to this. I didn't know what this was going on. I was actually taking a walk when I saw the group there, and I went in, and I was pretty upset about the fact that they were going to take these trees down. I take my walk there every morning. I see runners, joggers, children. There's children in the park. There's a nursery there, a preschool, and then they're playing under the trees. And it was a little upsetting that they're going to cut all these trees down. I think they could find another way to pass this water through. There's a parking lot right next door that they can construct there. And the fact that they're getting all this water for a golf course over children or people taking walks is a little bit upsetting. And like I said, this is new to me, so I don't know too much about it, but I will read more about it and get more involved with the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ophelia, and I live in Highland Park for over 35 years. Almost across from the park, San Pascual Park. My kids grew over there. We used to go there all the time. I still go there, and our community uses the park. I'm opposed to this horrible, horrible project that Pasadena and South Pasadena wants to use to get the water to the golf course. Now, cutting all those trees is horrible. It's horrible. I love nature, and we get oxygen for our trees. And as you know, our global warming is getting really bad. We get protected by that. And it's really our community opposes to this. Please, I'm asking you to not go with this project. Please, opposed to this, help us, help our community, help our children, help our future generations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sakai Koyama. I'm with the Friends of Elysian Park. I'm also on the Echo Park Park Advisory Board and with the community group called Preserve Echo Park Lake. I want to thank the park rangers. They do amazing work. I'm sure you know that we have at least one fire a week in Elysian Park, so we know that they're their first line of defense. With LAUSD back in schools and the Olympics finished, let's think about the future generations of equestrians. LA 28 is coming up. Let's give equitable access to kids of all income levels the live experience of the beloved Griffith Park pony rides. Let's be real. Rich kids will always have access. Who knows if we have a future superstar in our midst, in the community, who just needs that spark and access. We can have a gold standard of care. And animal use is not animal abuse. Elysian Park brush clearance. I'm sure you've seen the LA Times article this week. Community stakeholders are holding meetings and doing triage work at the Children's Arboretum, helping the remaining struggling butchered native plants and trees. We're looking forward to a collaborative community engagement for brush clearance, transparency, and reform. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to bring up the next three constituents, Sabrina, Jean Gilbert, and Tawny Kay.
Hello, and thank you for the opportunity to give public comment. I'm the past vice president of the Los Angeles Equine Advisory Committee. I'm speaking on the pony rides today. There was nothing inherently wrong with the pony rides. and no abuse was found by the veterinarian that looked into it. Was it improvable? Absolutely. There is new science in animal welfare that takes into account the animal's subjective experience. We now have this amazing opportunity to educate, demonstrate, and inspire all ages, not just children, about what is needed for good animal welfare, which includes gentle treatment and compassion towards the animals, species-appropriate nutrition, environment, healthcare, and behavioral interactions, including with humans. And then, if we meet all of the animals' needs, their subjective experience will be positive. And this is proven by science. We have an opportunity to teach about the history of horses and humans, including in Los Angeles, including in Griffith Park, the history of domestication and the fact that domestication likely saved the horse from extinction and other animals. Domestic animals are more successful than wild animals. People preserve what they love. Bringing the pony rides back will give up opportunity for people to experience and learn about horses and other domestic animals in order to treat them properly, and would be a great benefit to the society, actually. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Jean Gilbert. I'm a founding member of the Equine Advisory Committee, former member of the Griffith Park Advisory Board, and committee chair of the Atwater Village Neighborhood Council. Another summer is over. And another summer has been lost for the pony rides and the children of Los Angeles to have that rare opportunity. It's an unfortunate shame, truly a tragedy. I know that the subject of the pony rides is wending its way through the consulting agreement, the public meetings, and all those things are important. But I know you're going to be hard-pressed to find a concessionaire to deal with this issue because of the cavalier manner in which the previous concessionaire was treated. Unfortunately, although he had adhered to every requirement that the vets proposed and other issues, and also offered to leave several $100,000 worth of equipment and improvements provided by him, that was rejected summarily, apparently because it was thought the pony rides would not come back. This is not appropriate. And these decisions should not be made by one person for two reasons. One, they're not fair to the person who's receiving the decision. And secondly, they're not fair to the person making that decision. This should be a decision that should be reviewed and thoroughly informed. The pony rides were not visited, were not inspected. The decision was made quickly, I understand, in the heat of the moment. But unfortunately, this decision should be a more fully informed decision. It is too important. It is important to all the children of Los Angeles. As the previous speaker said, people of means will always have access to equestrian events. Those of modest means will not, and it is important for the Recreation and Parks Department to provide those opportunities. It's essential. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for taking my comments. My name is Tani Kay. I've lived in the Northeast LA Highland Park area for over 30 years. And I'm here to speak on the preservation of the San Pasquale Park. I'm concerned that so many trees are going to be removed, that there will be restriction of access to portions of the park with people who are using it now, and that water will be diverted to Pasadena and South Pasadena. I serve on the board of the Historic Garvanza Coalition and the San Pasquale Arroyo Seco Wildlife Preservation. And these are small groups of neighbors who have just come together to try and preserve these areas so that our children and grandchildren have parks to play in. We need these trees. They produce the oxygen that we all need to breathe. We need more trees, not less. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to bring up the next three constituents, John Galak. Gallery, Gabriel Ochoa, and Yael Pardes.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is John Galogli. I live in North Avenue 67.
which is literally a block away from the San Pasqual Park. The question with anything like this is who benefits? Currently, the equestrian path that goes through the trees that we're talking about, as well as the track teams from Occidental College and local high schools that use it for running, and of course, the community members who walk through it. There are hundreds of trees that are proposed being cut, and I, as a community member, literally have lived in my house for 40 years, received no notice of this. Trees provide a vital animal corridor for both birds and also for coyotes and other animals that could travel through it. The water could benefit a necklace of parks. LA has an incredible necklace of parks that run from Pasadena down through downtown. There are small parks that are off the arroyo on both sides. The water from that, this project could benefit them. Instead of who benefits, private golf courses. There's an alternate space where this work could be done. This large construction project could be done. It's a parking lot that borders the park, the San Pasqual Park, and the arroyo itself. And it is large. It's about 100 yards long, about 50 yards wide. It could certainly accommodate the equipment that they need to do, and you wouldn't have to cut any trees, and you would not interfere with the current uses of the trail that goes through those trees. You wouldn't interfere with the animals, and you would allow the parks to get the water that they need. So I think that would be something to explore, but I really would like to make sure that myself and all my neighbors receive notice.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hello. This is about on your rights. My name is Gabriel Ochoa, and I live 30 minutes from Griffith Park for over a decade. And I'm a father of three young children. We love Griffith Park. I represent PETA Latino, advocating against cruelty to animals in all forms for Spanish-speaking and Latino communities. It is insulting to say that pony rides are cultural or necessary. They are exploitation, plain and simple. Forcing horses to endure hours of howling riders in the scorching heat without rest, shade, or water, as we saw with the previous vendor, is abuse. Under LA Animal Services watch, the former pony ride vendor left elderly ponies dehydrated, untreated for dental problems, and suffering from hoof ailments and saddle sores, yet they were still forced to work. Council member Nithaya Rahman would like to push LA's animal services to shoulder more responsibility by allowing an animal vendor back in Griffith Park. Anyone who has picked up a newspaper in the last several years knows that the city is grappling with a worsening crisis of unwanted, abused, and neglected animals, and LA Animal Services is drowning. Adding more animals to their oversight is not only reckless, but also irresponsible and tone deaf. Allowing businesses that exploit animals into Griffith Park is a step backward. It is time for the city to evolve and teach children empathy. Keep animal exploiting vendors out of the park. Los Angeles deserves better. Thank you.
Hello, Commissioner. My name is Yael Pardes. I oppose the water reuse project and the destruction of San Rafael and especially San Pasqual. The MND and CEQA clearly state that there is a permanent negative impact on both parks. However, MND concluded that these impacts are mostly not significant with applied mitigations. What mitigations can possibly save 82% of a park whose mature, tall, protected, and non-protected trees are being destroyed, including all the animals that inhabit it? Can you realistically save the 18% remaining while noise and machinery are wrecking havoc? Do you think any creature will stick around? San Pasqual is considered a coast live oak, western sycamore woodland, a sensitive natural community that will be permanently impacted by this project. It is part of a large wildlife corridor. To make an objective decision, you have to visit San Pasqual and see for yourself the tall, mature canopies of sycamore and oaks and imagine them gone. The natural water stream gone. Delicate ecology with fish, shells, and frogs gone. Yellow bats, raptors, hooded orioles gone. The city and RAP should protect this rare gem in our city. Why destroy it in order to remake it artificially? Trees take at least 50 years to become significant enough to make a dent in the heat bubble and pollution created by this project. We should protect every mature tree right now. San Pasqual is currently neglected and trashed. The city priority should be to preserve it, maintain it, and protect the people's right to use it as a public park. I know you care. So why approve such a project? Why destroy so much to give clean water to a golf course? Water and public land cannot be given away.
Thank
without...
you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring up the next three constituents, Karen Flanagan, Zora Fahim, and Sandra Bell.
Good morning, commissioners. I just have two quick comments. So it looks like where we are on the Bridge Home shelter, that the people assisting the homeless that runs the shelter was holding up the contract for the ambassador program until they got about $750,000 back pay that they said that they were owed, but there were no receipts attached to it. And that was in a July 2024 council motion. Now, apparently there is still no ambassador program vendor that has been selected. And like another person commented, I think that there's been the circle team outside of the facility on occasion. Half has been also called out by Judge Carter in April 2024 in a federal hearing for taking a lot of money, but not getting results. So I think this is noteworthy. I think writing's on the wall about the shelter operator. And we also feel in the community that Council District 4 needs to identify permanent supportive housing off of park property, even if it is in a local council district. I know that the Riverside Corridor has been looked at by Councilwoman Rahman, but in terms of permanent supportive housing or affordable housing, it's been very difficult. Possibly Council District 13 could be an option. Second, there is no memorandum of understanding from the city attorney that allows the license that is between General Services Department and Rec and Parks to have the existing lease be valid for the Bridge Home shelter. I know this sounds like a technicality, but right now the shelter is illegally using parkland. So Rec and Parks does have the authority on that note to decommission the shelter. My frustration, as you know, has been that people have been there 2 to 4 years. Many lost a lot of hope, and there's daily drug use inside and outside the facility.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Zora Fahim, president and founder of Los Angeles Alliance for Animals. General Manager Jimmy Kim has the sole discretion to renew or not to renew the pony ride contract. It's written in the contract. Angelenos do not want pony rides. They do not want pseudo sanctuaries. They do not want petting zoos. They want a non-animal model because I have personally spoken to hundreds of them, and this is what they have relayed to me. I'm so grateful that Gabe Ochoa from PETA Latino is here representing the Latino community. In Los Angeles, California, Latinos are the most common racial or ethnic group living below the poverty line. In 2023, the Public Policy Institute of California reported that 16.9% of Latinos in California live in poverty, which is higher than the state average of 13% and the national average of 12.5%. Latinos are also more likely to experience homelessness in Los Angeles, accounting for 36% of the homeless population in 2019. It is not only crucial, but imperative that you are making your decisions based on putting Latinos at the forefront of your decisions, because they are working hard to make ends meet. On the weekends, they need a park that is safe and teach children compassion, values, integrity towards one another, and to ensure that these children are on the same path which has led you to where you all are today as leaders who sit on this board. This does not include when you are exposing children to depressed animals, which is standard in animal entertainment venues. Let me repeat that. This does not occur when you are exposing children to depressed animals, which is standard in all animal entertainment venues. It is imperative to ensure the voices of Latinos are heard and that recreation
parks. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Sandra Bell, and I've said many things already about being against having those pony rides come back. I'm just here to say again that we want to keep an animal model out of there. It's already been established in the past that those elderly ponies were suffering from dental disease and saddle sores and all kinds of limping and strange problems they were having. It's also true that we monitored before we ever showed up to hand out information to the families that were going there, that those ponies were not given water and they were not happy campers at all. And that went on for 3 months of watching it and seeing all these things happen. And pickleball has become a huge, insanely huge activity in Europe and South America, and it's growing very quickly here. There's also very many other kinds of activities and physical fitness for our families and our children to do together. And I was hoping that maybe we could do something like that to get families involved and get them moving. I think it would be much more exciting and much more progressive to go forward with physical fitness for families in there, or any other ideas that you have that I don't even know about, because I'm sure that many have been offered. So anyway, please keep ponies out of there. I don't want to die as an old lady thinking that I didn't make any difference for that, because I love those ponies. There's plenty of horses that have been rescued up at the animal sanctuaries, plenty of cows that have gotten out of there, slaughter trucks that the children can go up and pet loved animals. It's available. There are about five wonderful, wonderful animal sanctuaries that you can pet cows that have been learned to love humans instead of be afraid of them.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. I'm going to bring up the next three. Dennis Chu, Evelyn Wendell, and Caroline Sim.
Good morning, Commissioner. I am Dennis Chu. I am back here again to ask you again to look forward to putting together the senior center that should be over there where the bridge housing is. It's all I need to ask you, and make sure that I know that the funding's supposed to be there, because it was there before bridge housing was developed. So thank you.
Thank you.
Morning. My name is Evelyn Wendell, and I founded WeTap.org over a dozen years ago. WeTap.org is in the sustainability plan for the city of LA. We focus on improving public drinking fountains and the narrative behind public drinking water. We started the WeTap app, which maps and assesses public drinking fountains. And we started Tap Water Day in 2015, and now it's a state initiative, which also helps improve the narrative behind public drinking water. I also chair the Safe Drinking Water Work Group for the state of California under the Resource Control Board. I'm here to talk about our coordinated efforts that we're trying to do 2028 fountains for the 2028 Olympics. I've had the pleasure of communicating with Jimmy Kim and Mariana Valdivia about this. Your 1,200, roughly 1,200 fountains in the parks, yes, which are equitably placed around Los Angeles, are so important. They really, really matter. And we are working with the mayor's office, with LADWP, with Metro, with LA County Department of Public Health, with the fire department. We can get to 2,000 fountains. And the conversation that we have about water really matters. Public bottled water is not the future. It's very dangerous to human health and consumption. And so the world is going to be watching us. We have an incredible opportunity now to really improve future for public health and well-being for all of California. And LA Rec and Park fountains matter so much. I can't stress that enough. I really want to emphasize how the future is aligned for us to do some really good public health work. And I look forward to helping the city get this together and do it as efficiently, as cost-effectively as possible so that the legacy of
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Excuse me. My name is Caroline Sim, and I'm a longtime park advocate for the Koreatown community. And I won't ask for a show of hands, but I'm assuming that most of you guys have had Korean food, maybe listened to some K-pop, or watched more than one Korean drama, or had a cafe experience in K-Town. The truth of the matter is K-Town is probably the coolest neighborhood in the city of Los Angeles, and it's also the most dense. The skyscraper apartment buildings, the luxury apartment buildings all attest to that, and we can all see that. It's a fun place to be, but I promise you that probably none of you have spent an hour at any of the parks in Koreatown. To play recreationally, not just because of your job or your positions here. And the truth of the matter is that it's because there's such a huge lack of park space, as you already know. In the 2016 LA County Park Needs Assessment, Koreatown was the most park poor community in the entire county, and most park poor actually in the entire nation if you extrapolated it. Manhattan has more than seven acres of park space per 1,000 residents. I believe the LA city average is around 3 acres per 1,000 residents. And as of 2016, which was before the development boom that brought in tens of thousands of new residents from 2017 till now, that number was 0.051 acres per park per 1,000 residents. It's a really sad reality for the residents of Koreatown. And because of politics, I don't think they've strongly advocated enough, but that's gonna change. The reason why is because there's more than enough money. The purpose of the park fees that this department collects is generated to mitigate the impacts of development and additional density. There is $97 million, more than $97 million actually, that was generated between 2016 and 2024.
Thank you for your
all
time.
The new developments.
Thank you.
More needs to be done, and we need your.
I'm going to bring up the last four. Rebecca Beach, Arturo Rojas, Jesse Rosas, and Steve Crouch.
Good morning, Commission. It's Rebecca Beach again. And I want to start off by saying that my fellow Los Feliz resident and very regular attendee, Cheryl Cuneo, can't be here today. Not because she doesn't want to be, but her husband has COVID. And so she tested negative and feels fine, but she thought the most responsible thing would be to stay home. She's a good citizen. She says hi, and she has sent you an email, which I hope you'll all read. I want to use my remaining moments to address the issue of the animal rights activist demand for a non-animal model at the site of the Griffith Park Pony Rides. My three-generation family recently went to a fun community event right here in the neighborhood, right up the street at the Autry Museum. We all loved it. It was the National Day of the Cowboy and Cowgirl, even though none of us are part of that community, technically.
We particularly enjoyed a presentation by Urban Saddles, who have a regenerative farm in Riverside and a horse riding barn in Paramount, which works with urban youth. My grandson loved being able to pet the horses under their good instruction and to watch one of the horses gallop. Farther up the street is the LA Zoo, which also has a petting zoo. As we await the PlaceWorks report and decide what to do at the site of the Griffith Park Pony Rides, I want to point out that if animal activists' inflexible ideology is allowed to win the day, we could, in short order, lose things like the recent Autry Center event and future events, and even the LA Zoo. For the sake of children, please bring back live animals at the Griffith Park Pony Rides. We need them. They are not inherently exploitive. And I don't have so little faith in human ability to learn and grow that I think that we that anything like that would be exploitive. Humans can learn and grow. If they need to be taught how to care for live animals and interact with them, they can do that. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Arturo Rojas. I'm a longtime resident of Highland Park. I'm an indigenous person, and I'm here on behalf of San Pascual Park. San Pascual Park is a burial site for indigenous people, and it's an oversight that is being seen by the city that the UN resolution on that asked to be consulted, and it hasn't been. No information, no consultation on indigenous people. The second part that I approach is that the language of this proposition kind of scares me in perpetuity. We have many treaties being violated with the same language. Pasadena being an old city with a lot of money, with the same thing of the South Pass, makes me to think of analogy, wanting to take a part of our park. Anybody will like to have your next door neighbor wanting to take your garage, your parking, a piece of your lawn. That is not right. I don't get it, you know? I mean, are we gonna let this happen for a parking, for a golf course to turn all this and take all the trees and change all this when we need more water, more trees, more protection? I support San Pascual Park. I think we should save San Pascual Park. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak up, referring to the watershed on San Pascual. It's very important for us and for all Angelinos to say that particular land that they probably you never walk into, but it's a habitat that has to be saved. Many of the trees, they are over 100 years old, which is very important for us to save it. We need new environmental impact that's happening right now. So we have close by the freeway, the one at the Pasadena 110, which is affects us for the oxygen that's coming through all the smoke through the community of the Northeast area. It's very important for you guys to study, and really the communication was important for us because it never happened. You see, they should be bilingual because that community is diverse, Spanish, English, and other language, which they never done it. So Pasadena and San Pasadena, they make consensus themselves because they need to save a golf course, which is not acceptable for us because affect us as a lone resident. You heard many of the speakers on behalf of San Pascual, the over 40 years living in that community. So as it is, we all residents in that particular area. It's very important you guys to make consensus among the community to save that specific area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm back. Nice to see you all again. So there's a lot of unanswered questions about this. doesn't seem to be a lot of it for the city of Los Angeles. I mean, for instance, either South Pasadena and Pasadena are getting grants, but Rexon Parks department being compensated for all the time and they're spending on it? Is the city attorneys, which then that's expensive, is our city attorney being compensated? Okay, so that's one thing. So now I've learned a bit more about the federal clean water program, and each community is obliged to put in a certain amount of clean water back in. Well, is any of this clean water that's going to be put back in be credited to the city of Los Angeles? Okay. Also, and is any of this, so as far as we know, none of this water is going to be able to be available for the adjacent San Pasqual Park. So the other thing is, even though most of these trees are, you know, well, a lot of them are in South Pasadena, I'm from the San Pasqual Valley and live very close to it. And the residents of South Pasadena are not that close. We're a lot closer. We're going to be affected by all the noise, the dust. And then when these trees are all taken down, we're going to get the full effect of all their lights in their park right through us. So, okay. So I'm just wondering the project is on the edge of South Pasadena, but it's right next to a lot of LA residents. Another thing is, what's in it for? Because if you're Latino or working class, you're probably going to feel uncomfortable going there because they don't use the park as it is, which is right across the street. Okay. And finally, so the other thing is, South Pasadena has a nature park, and part of which is uses LA property, LA City Rec and Parks property. It's been going on for 15 years.
Thank you for your time.
I want to see what the
Madam President, at this moment, I do not have any further requests for general public comments.
Thank you. And I would like to just make a clarification for those who have given public comment on the San Pasqual project. That project has not come before this commission for any action. Daryl, I don't know if you can give an update in terms of what the process is and where the current project currently is.
Happy to. Daryl Ford, Superintendent of Planning for Recreation and Parks. So, Commission President, as you noted, that project has not come before the board for any action on the board's part. And as discussed at the previous meetings, the department's following up with Pasadena and South Pasadena. We'll have a meeting with them soon to go through all the public comments that we've heard, both in person and have been writing to the board to make sure they're being responsive to that. So we have a meeting scheduled with them, and we'll be following up with them soon, but that's where that project is at this point.
And I do recall from, thank you for that. I do recall from the last meeting, can we make a request of them that when they communicate with the public that that's done in English and in Spanish?
We certainly can.
Okay, thank you. Before we move on to public comment on the board items, I believe we have Council District 4 representative here. Is Patrick still here? Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Patrick Siggins, Director of Homelessness Services at Council District 4. I'm here as requested from our last meeting to give a two-month update on our ambassador program for ABH Riverside. Since our last meeting, our office has partnered with the mayor's circle team to offer proactive evening and weekend outreach posture focusing on the area around ABH Riverside. This is to make sure that any concerns of after hours activity around the site are promptly addressed, including regular check-ins with the on-site security at the facility. In addition, we're coordinating this effort with our daytime outreach teams to ensure any individuals encountered in the evening are also offered additional support from the daytime outreach teams during regular business hours. We are also in discussions with a new outreach partner to stand up the ambassador program that will be coordinated and aligned with our around-the-clock outreach posture that just described and has been implemented since our last meeting. We're awaiting their proposal, which we anticipate to augment the outreach that we now have going on 24/7 and provide a community-friendly engagement around the facility and adjacent area.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the commissioners?
Oh, I just, a quick one. So on the circle team, you're saying right now is an interim step until you have a
contract with a new vendor? Because last time you guys were here, you were talking about the tie-up with the past one. So Circle Team, like a interim step, and you're saying, is it how many people, and you're saying it's 24/7? Or
yeah, so the Circle Team had coverage in the area, but what we've done is reached out to the mayor's office and worked out to have a kind of proactive posture. So they're coming nightly, engaging with the security staff, going around the site, walking around, and then communicating both with our office and then our daytime outreach partners to make sure that anyone they're engaging with, who's not housed at the site, that's being tracked. And so daytime outreach teams can, coordinate finding out a place to get them. Additionally, they're there to have good neighbor conversations and, intervene in any kind of concerning activity that might be happening, after hours or during the weekend.
I think the commissioner, if I may, Commissioner Hutton, is asking, the council office is still pursuing the ambassador program. The Circle Team is an interim step while you work through the contracting, issues to find a new vendor to engage the ambassador program. Is that correct?
There's two points that, yes, it's correct, but we hope not to just be an interim step. We hope to have this as a ongoing supportive step, because that allows us to have that kind of 24/7, both proactive and reactive coverage. So this would, we hope the ambassadors program will, and the Circle project will, support one another so we can have that continuous coverage.
So you think, even with the implication of the Circle Team, that the ambassador team is still necessary to have both?
Yes, but we do believe that it can, evolve to incorporate both additional, items and just kind of be a community engagement tool. I mean, which is what the ambassadors program was conceived to be. As the conditions on the ground have changed since the original idea of this was, we have far less encampments or folks experiencing homelessness near and adjacent to the site. We want to make sure that any resources we're bringing to it are actually productive and are being well used. So if we can use existing outreach teams like the Circle program and our daytime outreach teams that are, council district contracted, that we want to make it be as efficient as we can with, those dollars.
And then you said, sorry, my final question, you said that you were in discussions with this new partner. What have you put an RFP out? Is there a timeline for picking one, just so we can give some level of certainty to timing in the process?
We're currently awaiting their proposal. We were hoping to have a proposal before this meeting, but we're awaiting it right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we consider board reports, are there any public comments on the board report items? Let's take those to Keisha.
I will begin by taking public comments from constituents who are present today at our meeting. If you have further comments, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. I'm going to bring up Jose Felix and Jose Miguel Ruiz.
Muy buenos días, comisionados. Mi nombre es Jose Felix y estoy aquí para apoyar el reporte de directiva número 524-181 para la transferencia del Jardín Pico Junior César Chávez, Community Garden.
Good day, commissioners. My name is Jose Felix. I'm here on behalf in support of item 24-181 for the transfer of the Garden Pico Union from City 1.
Al Departamento de Parques y Recreación de Los Ángeles.
From the Department of Recs and Park.
Nuestra comunidad necesita más espacios verdes. Queremos regresar a nuestro jardín. Gracias a la oficina del concejal Distrito 1 por apoyar nuestra comunidad y el jardín. Gracias, señores comisionados.
Our garden located in central downtown needs more access to green space. Thank you, council, for considering this motion. We also would like to return to this garden space that we've been away from since 2018. So it's been 6 years. And thanks to the Council of District 1 for the support that they've given the garden members and the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam President and Commissioners. I do want to wait for a few of our members to join me. Here behind me, I have Hilda, I have Doña Tanchito and Sylvia. We're here on behalf of support for motion 24181, the Pico Union Cesar Chavez Community Garden. My name is Jose Miguel Ruiz. I'm the executive director and founder of Cultiva LA, a community nonprofit. We have over 6 community properties, community gardens, and a 5-acre farm in South Del Monte. We are working with the city in office CD1 with council member Eunice Hernandez. And today we're here to show support for the board report so that it could go from general services to DPR, Department of Parks and Recreation. The community has been waiting for over 6 years, and we're anxious to be back at our community garden. Pico Union is one of the most overcrowded neighborhoods in the Los Angeles area, was at the highest when it came to COVID and mortality. And I think this community green space is well deserved, and it will be intergenerational. Our hope is that we turn it into a community garden that is lively, and it also aspires to create community.
Buenos días, soy Hilda Vázquez. Estoy aquí para darle las gracias por el apoyo y por la ayuda que nos han dado, porque sí necesitamos mucho ese jardín. Para nosotros, la de tercera edad, y hay muchos niños también en la comunidad. Muchas gracias. Que Dios los bendiga.
Good morning. My name is Hilda. I want to thank you, especially for helping and supporting. We do, the seniors need the space, but there's also children in the community. I just want to thank you and God bless you. Yes.
The second speaker just needed to fill out a speaker.
Yeah,
card.
We need to.
It's at the back desk. Thank you.
Madam President, we do not have any further requests for board report public comments.
Okay, hearing none, with the consent of my fellow commissioners, I'd like to take all of the board reports on consent. 177, 178, 179, 180, 181. Thank you for those who are here to speak in support of those items. And then item 182. Do I have a motion to approve these items on consent?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and I have a second. Takesha, can you call the vote?
Will do, Madam President. We have a motion and a second to approve the following board reports on consent. 24-177, 24-1-178, 24-179, 24-180, 24-181, 24-182. Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Hutton, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Cimero, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carried.
Thank you. The next item of business, do we have any thank you. Do we have any neighborhood council comments?
We have not received any such requests, Madam President.
Thank you. Do we have any task force updates from the chairs? Thank you. Are there any requests for comments from the commissioners on our future agendized items or report backs by the general manager?
Can we get an update on that the wall project that they were talking about in Griffith Park next to the observatory?
Yep. Okay. All right. Thank you. We're hearing nothing else from the commissioners. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 5th, 9 a.m. at the Van Nuys Sherman Oaks Recreation Center at 14201 Huston Street in Sherman Oaks, California. This meeting is now adjourned. Enjoy the day.